Coach, can you talk about the development of Justin Evans' first year and from seeing early playing time to, you know, what you saw at the end of the year from his development?
We thought a lot about Justin when we drafted him. We felt like he did have a lot of potential, and I think his best football is ahead of him.
What are some of the areas that he needs to work on to take the next level in your eyes?
He just needs to continue to work on his craft, you know, just like all of our players.
Brett, for the most part, you got the same cast back from last year when they added Whitehead in the draft. Just want to ask you how much the changes on the rest of the defense can help that group be better this fall.
When you say the changes,
adding a ton of the defensive line, adding three, okay, four, or five guys
to the defensive line. So adding the defensive line, I just think that, you know, rush and coverage works together, and I think we did a really good job of, you know, trying to address that. We have to hold the bottom end of the bargain, obviously, because the longer, you know, the quarterback can hold the football in terms of coverage, we're going to give those guys more time to get there. And the guys that we've added this year, you know, we expect the same from them.
What do you like about Whitehead?
I think Whitehead is a really good guy to talk to. He's very bright. He's from Aliquippa.
He's a quip. Yeah.
The gold mine.
Yep.
For DBs.
He's a good person. And obviously, you guys know he's a good player.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about his size, being a smaller guy, but at the same time, you know, he's a guy that can excel in the box in college. Does that translate to the next level, being kind of a smaller guy?
He's certainly not a big safety, but when you watch him on film, he plays big.
Coach, Keith Tandy was a player at the end of 2016, made an awful lot of splash plays for you guys, helped you win some games. Did injuries really hold him back from getting on the field on defense last year?
Every year there's going to be injuries, and, you know, you can't shy away from it. And it's unfortunate that, you know, that's just part of our game.
Is he somebody that you feel might be in the mix for some more playing time in the safety spots this year?
Well, just like every year, it's our responsibility to make sure that everybody gets a chance to compete, and they will. And us as coaches, we have to make sure that the best players play.
What was it like for you going from that 9-7 season, especially when the defense played such a big part in that 5-game win streak and playing at a high level at the end of the season? And then, you know, last year it seemed like a lot of things just went wrong, 5-11. That had to have been very difficult for you, being so close to all that.
You know, as a coach and certainly as a player, you don't want to ever, you know, go backwards or think about the past. We're looking forward. What happened in 16 is 16. What happened in 17 is 17. Right now, our focus is on 18.